Let me introduce myself. My name is Baani, son of Gorion. You may know me as Nicodemus. Nicodemus, which means conqueror of the people. I was born in privilege. I was born in wealth. I was taught by the greatest rabbi. I was a Pharisee. Now I count myself as one who follows Christ. And let me tell you why. You see, I grew as a Pharisee. I had the greatest teachers. I studied the whole word. Unlike my fellow Israelites. And I mean it, they were lights. Those Sadducees who don't believe in the supernatural, only believe in the five books of the Old Testament, as Christians like to call it. Who don't believe in the resurrection, who don't believe that God can supernaturally do things. All they are is about protecting the temple. All they are is about protecting the nation. Yet I, a Pharisee, believed in the power of God to do miracles. And I was called a conqueror of the people because I prayed for a miracle and it happened. You see, I knew all of Scripture. I was even known as a great teacher. I stood against the zealots who wanted to overthrow the Romans. I knew that our faith would continue even if the temple was destroyed. May it never be. I came to this rabbi knowing that nothing good ever comes from Galilee. Yet I came to this rabbi and I came at night so no one would see me. And he told me crazy things. He told me that I could be born anew from above. I told him that he was honorable, that I respected him because he too could do miraculous things, and only people who were of God could do miraculous things. I knew it. I knew he was from God. Yet he said I needed to be born anew from above. Then he said, the spirit is like the wind. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know where it's going. And then he said to me, one of the leading people of the Jews, of the council of the Sanhedrin, one of the leading Pharisees, one of the most knowledgeable, one with the most doctorates. He said to me, when I asked him, how can this happen? He said to me, you're a teacher of the Israelites and you don't know? Does he not understand that I am on the Board of Regents? This is the number one institution in the Midwest. Does he not know? We have the big house. How dare he? How dare he? Good thing I came to him at night. Deniability is always important. And yet he had the audacity to tell me that unless we followed what he said, we would not be light and we would not know truth. And he told me this grandiose plan that God was not a God of judgment and righteousness. No, he said God was a God of love. a God of love. And he so loved the world that he was sending his only son into the world to what? The world, that's full of Gentiles, don't you understand? The world is full of those evil people. Those people that don't sacrifice, those people that don't baptize and cleanse, those people who are dirty. He said, for God so loved the world. That means all of creation. And he said that God did not send him into the world to condemn the world, but to, there's that word again. Very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. If I only would have warned him then, that if he continued to talk about this kingdom, if he continued to agitate the crowds, if he continued to take on the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the teachers of the law, the scribes, if he continued to do these things, then he would be a threat to the nation. I was there when I heard them say, better one man die for the sake of the whole nation. I was there when they went to arrest him. I was there when they challenged him in the temple. I was there when he did crazy things like cleanse the temple. What is this truth? I even advocated it for him when they wanted to put him to trial. And I said, when they wanted to arrest him and put him to death without a trial, I said, he must be given a trial. And I expected him to at least, at the very least, apologize because he was speaking against the Lord's anointed. I expected him to say, I'm never going to take on the temple. Instead, I watched my Sadducee friends as they falsely accused him, and he said nothing. I watched them as they took him to the governor, the Romans that we despise and hate, and used the governor to kill him, and he said nothing. And then I saw the love. I saw it in his eyes. I saw it on the cross. And I saw it in his blood. I understood what he meant. I understood that it didn't matter what I know up here. Doesn't matter how prestigious I am, to what party I belong, to how many degrees I have, to how many followers I have. It doesn't really matter. What matters is in my heart. What matters is, do I understand the love of the Father? That he loved the world enough to give his only Son to die for all sin, past, present, and future, to die so that we can receive the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life and be adopted as his children, that our identity is no longer in what we do, but in who we are. And like the Grinch, my heart grew. It grew and it grew. And it overtook my mind. And overtook my words. And it outgrew my position. It outgrew my degrees. It even outgrew the institution and the nation. It outgrew everything. So much so that on the night before the feast, I went and I pleaded to take Jesus' body down. And the beloved disciple saw me as I took the body down and as I brought the spices and the things necessary for the preparation for him to be placed in a tomb. And as they prepared his body, I understood. As I put those on his body, my heart was so broken. My heart was so broken, I could barely contain myself. I could barely contain myself. Then as a good Pharisee, I went to celebrate the feast. I did what was expected of me. But that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story. We put him in that tomb. We prepared his body. We wept. I wept. Because I understood. I understood what he meant when he said this grandiose plan that the Father so loved the world that he would give his only Son to die for the sins of all. I understood. I finally understood. And never again would I let my brain dictate to my heart, but rather I would let the love of God transform me. I would let the love of God change me. I wouldn't be a human doing, I'd be a human being. I would not protect the institution and the nation, but I would stand for the truth, because something happened, folks. Brothers and sisters, something happened. On the third day, his followers told me that he rose again from the dead. He appeared to them. He told Thomas, look where my, look where the nails were. Put your hand in my side. Stop doubting and believe. And then he appeared to 500 of us. And then he ascended to the right hand of God. And he poured out his Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And now, when I go to that mystery called the sacrament of the altar, when I celebrate the Last Supper that he celebrated with his disciples, I understand something. That just like the Grinch, I hope you don't mind if I'm using modern language, because I figure everybody knows who the Grinch is. I know, but I'm, you know, taking some freedom here. I live under liberty. I just want to connect. It's important. But just like the Grinch, daily life, frustrations, culture, economics, studies, teaching, the legal system, the political system, the nation, business, all these things work upon my heart each day so that it feels like it's shriveling under the weight. And yet when we gather together, when we gather together as Jacob got to participate in today, as we gather together as the body of believers, we get to celebrate this wonderful gift, this gift of Christ's body and blood. And we don't know how it happens. It certainly isn't because of the priest. It certainly isn't just representative or symbolic. No, it is the true body and blood of Christ there, present with us. How? We don't know. But we believe, and it has an impact. You see, as the heart shrivels under all those things that burden us, distract us, and keep us from celebrating the truth of the resurrection, Jesus comes into our lives through his body and blood, and all of a sudden, our bodies can hardly contain the joy of our hearts as they expand to live as God's people each and every day. Amen? What an awesome gift. I am so thankful I went that night. I am so thankful, even out of fear, that I went in the evening to talk to this rabbi from Galilee. I am so thankful that he told me that I would be light, and that all who believed in him would be the people who declare truth. And I am so thankful for his word and his sacrament so that I can know that I am forgiven. I can know I am a child of God. And I can know the power to live as his people through the Holy Spirit. Isn't it awesome? Now I truly am a conqueror of the people, Nicodemus, then Gerion, son of Gerion, a Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council, but more importantly, a child of God through Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. May we live for Him each and every day. Amen.